Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR.
Coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects you may be planning around your house. If you need some expert guidance to get the job done, well, that's us. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, let's take on those projects together. Coming up on today's show, if you've ever thought of adding hardwood floors to your home, you might be surprised to know that some hardwood floors are, well, not quite as hard as others. We're going to share some tips on how to choose the hardest hardwoods for maximum durability just ahead.
And women are taking on more DIY projects than ever, but their strategies and motivations are shaking up the traditional approach. New research reveals how female DIYers are redefining home improvement.
Plus, replacing your front door is a project that can increase both your home's value and its curb appeal. I'm going to share some tips on how to get that project done.
First, we want to hear what you are working on now or what project you're planning to take on next, because we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whatever it is you are working on, rebuilding, redesigning, we have got you covered.
Plus, if you reach out today with your questions, you might just win a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's sort of like an encyclopedia where you can look up the answer to any project that you would like to do. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who was asking me about removing popcorn ceiling, and I'm like, page 312. You know, it's all in there. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You might just win my book. Leslie, let's get to it. Who's first?
Claudia in Massachusetts online has a question about insulation. How can we help you today?
I'm working on doing some upgrades to my father's house, and his attic has some insulation, and it's falling down in parts. And I wanted to find out, first of all, how do I know if it's – I mean, it seems like a simple enough job to do it myself, but I don't know if it's safe to do it myself. The house is built in the – probably in the 1950s, and he bought it in the late 70s. So I'm not sure. Can I just remove the parts that are falling off? And
so you said
them?
You said this, the insulation is falling down or the ceiling's falling down?
The insulation.
So insulation where?
In the attic.
Okay.
And the attic is, it's a like a modified Cape Cod, and he has a fan in the attic, a big attic fan that he uses to cool the house in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I don't quite like the idea of that insulation. It's just kind of like hanging in parts.
Where is it
like
hanging from?
Down.
Is it in the roof rafters? Is it in the walls, the knee walls? Where is it?
It's in the roof. So it's really the roof is, it's a really steep roof on both sides, and that effectively makes up the walls of the space.
Right. So there's no drywall. It's just the exposed insulation. Is
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's not uncommon, but I will say that when you have that type of a cathedral ceiling, it's called, you have to leave some space for ventilation. So if those were 2x8 rafters, you couldn't put 8 inches of insulation in it. You'd have to put 6-inch deep insulation. So you have some space behind it for ventilation. The fact that it's falling off, it sounds like it might be a paper face or a foil face tab that it'll just deteriorate over time. It's not designed to be a permanent, you know, ceiling surface. So probably just through exposure over the years, it's become dried out and weak. And that's why it's dropping down. So it's not a hard thing for you to replace. The other thing that you might want to consider, though, is adding spray foam insulation to that space. And if you did that, it would make an enormous difference on the energy efficiency of the home. And you can do it because it's not finished now. So it's fully exposed. If you did it with spray foam, you would basically be spraying foam into those rafter bays. And in some cases, like what I did at my house, I covered the rafters because I wanted thicker insulation. And it made an enormous difference in that space in the entire house by using spray foam, because spray foam will expand and seal in addition to insulate. So, you know, that's kind of a bigger improvement. You can just fix up the insulations there now, but if you really want to do something that's going to last for the ages, spray foam would be the right way to go.
Is spray foam something that would I have to have someone come and do that?
Or
is that something that I can do on my
own? Yeah, okay. It has to be professionally applied. There's special trucks where it's kind of like a two-port formula, and it's mixed together at the truck, and you have to have guys that are very used to applying it. It goes on very, very thin, and then expands. It has like a 50-to-1 or 100-to-1 expansion ratio.
Oh, wow.
So it goes on as a thin coat, and then it expands and fills the space. We used Isonine, which is probably the largest manufacturer of spray foam in the country. And those guys did a fantastic job in our house. In fact, if you go to moneypit.com, there is a free ebook called The Money Pit Guide to Insulation. There's actually pictures of my house and the spray foam as it was being applied in that guidebook. And you can compare and contrast the different types of insulation and actually show you some utility bills from before and after to see what effect it had.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
the
help.
Well, good luck. You're a good daughter taking care of your dad's house.
I try. Thank you.
Jim in Washington's on the line with a question about hot water and it not getting there fast enough. What is going on?
The house is a little less than 30 years old, and it's not really that things have changed that much, but trying to get hot water to the kitchen sink and to the upstairs master bath takes quite a bit of time. So I'm looking at putting in a recirculating pump out near the hot water heater with a crossover sensor valve for the furthest run from the hot water heater, which is upstairs.
Okay.
The kitchen, I don't know if it needs a separate sensor or not, and I don't know, but I imagine it's on a different leg, if you will, of the run from the hot water heater. I don't know, because we weren't here when the house was built.
It's possible, depending on how the piping is arranged. What kind of a pump are you thinking about putting on? There's one made by Watts.
Yep, it's a Watts 500, 800, I think, is the number that seemed to get the best reviews. So I guess basically I'm concerned whether, is that a good pump? Evidently it must be okay.
It is. Those guys really know what they're doing, and they were out early with this product. And what I like about the Watts system is this. There's a timer on it or a thermostat on it, so you can basically control when it runs. So what you do is you set it up so that, you know, if you get up the same time every day and, you know, pop in the shower at, I don't know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you have this kick on, you know, a half hour ahead of time, so it purges all the cold water out of the pipes and is then hot when you, basically before you need it. So when you step in the shower, it's on. So that means that you don't have to run that loop of hot water all the time, which, if you think about it, would drive up your heating costs because you're heating more water than you would have to. So you set it up according to your own personal schedule. Now, there's another way you can go, and this is something you might think about doing if your water heater is, you know, maybe at or beyond a normal life cycle, Rheem just came out with a new water heater that's called the Performance High Efficiency Tankless Gas Water Heater with built-in recirculation. They actually added the recirculation element to the water heater itself. So much like the way that Watt system works, where there's a crossover valve at the farthest fixture away, you would do this with the Rheem unit. And then the water heater is sort of taking over here, and it's a really smart one and has a smart technology built into it. So it actually sort of starts to manage or measure your patterns of water usage. And when it kind of gets used to where you want the water to be hot, it supplies it before you need it. So I think that's kind of a cool technology, sort of the next level of that. And they're not terribly expensive the fact that it's tankless, so you never run out of hot water. They're at Home Depot for around $1,300 or $1,400 right now. So I think for a good water heater, that's not a lot of money to pay, especially if it has this built-in technology. So those are two options for you that could both work
well.
Excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate that information.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Well, it might be called a hardwood floor, but not all hardwoods are the same. In fact, some can be more than twice as hard as others. We're going to sort out the differences and help you pick the perfect floor for your project next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys ready to tackle those overdue repairs? Or maybe you're just thinking of freshening up your decor? Or you're planning a project for the months ahead? Whatever it is, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, if you've got a home improvement question or maybe a home maintenance question, reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat for a copy of my new book. It's Home Maintenance for Dummies. From seasonal maintenance checklists to troubleshooting common home issues, it is your go-to resource for year-round upkeep. Now, it's available at Amazon for $24.99, or you can just go to moneypit.com/dummies. That's moneypit.com/dummies.
Now we're taking a call from Luann, who's dealing with a flooring issue. What's going on?
Well, I had a hallway carpet when I moved here, but my cat got sick.
Uh-oh.
And he started peeing, over the carpet.
Okay.
So I removed the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I washed the plywood floor, and then I painted it with kills.
Okay.
Which is supposed to kill the smell. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now my dog goes pee in one spot every night, and I'm going to have someone come in next week. They're putting down the, that plastic or whatever they put underneath, and I'm getting hardwood.
Okay. So you're kind of a glutton for punishment here. You keep improving the floors, and the pets keep ruining them on you. Here's what I would do. I would take up the old floor, and I would prime the subfloor again, just because this is the time to do that.
Okay.
You did it right the first time. I just think you should do it again, because this way, if there's anything left over from the pets, this will help to seal it in, and it won't be nearly as bad as if you didn't do it. So before that new floor goes down, I think it's a smart idea to prime the old floor again. I would use – Kills was a fine product. I would – if you had a choice, I would use the oil-based or the solvent-based version of that, because it comes latex and it comes solvent-based. The solvent-based is a little tougher and gives you a better seal than the water-based.
Well, to be honest, it was the oil base. I didn't know it.
Well, you made the right decision.
It was winter, and I'm putting it on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you have a problem with a pet like that, is to prime that surface, because it does get saturated, and it's the best way to seal it in permanently. So good luck with that project, Luann, and maybe we need to do a little work training the pets, right?
Oh, well, thank you two so very much.
You're welcome.
Well, it might be called hardwood, but not all hardwood floors are the same. In fact, some can be more than twice as hard as the others.
That's right. Now, first, the hardwoods of wood flooring is determined by what's called the Janka rating, J-A-N-K-A, and that compares the hardness of different species of wood. And this is important to know, because the higher the Janka rating, the harder the floor will be, which means to you it's less likely to wear out and scratch and dent.
Now, red oak is probably the most common hardwood floor in most homes, and that has a Janka rating of 1290, which is pretty much the industry benchmark for comparing the relative hardness of different wood species. With older homes, softer woods like southern yellow pine were common, but that has a Janka rating of 870, which is about a third less.
Yeah, and you know what? I have Douglas fir floors in my very old home, and that's probably similar to the southern yellow pine. And if you're not careful, they do dent, but they also wear to a nice satin. So there's positive and negative aspects of each species of wood. But for the highest Janka ratings in floor, you need to look into some of the exotics, like exotic solid hardwoods, like Brazilian walnut, like Brazilian pecan, Brazilian chestnut. These all have Janka ratings over 3,000, which makes them like more than twice as hard as red oak and among the most durable selections for your hardwood floor. And we should probably include in there bamboo, Leslie, because that's really tough as well.
Yeah, it's super durable and it's really attractive and, you know, it's very resourceful and I think it's a great option.
Yeah, and probably a lot easier than finding a whole suite of Brazilian hardwoods, and less expensive too.
Don from Pennsylvania is on the line with icicles on his siding. What's going on?
I had a strange thing happen on the backside of my house, which faces the northeast. It has vinyl siding on it. And I noticed this past week we had a lot of snow and wind. I have icicles running down my siding only on that wall. And the water's dripping out of the drain holes in the siding. And this hasn't happened. It's been sided for 3 or 4 years, and I hadn't ever noticed that before. And it did go all the way across the full width of the wall, every foot or so. But it wasn't just in one location. It happened to go all the way across the wall, 16, 18, 20 feet or so.
Now, do you happen to have an ice dam on the roof above it? Like ice on the – is there icicles coming off the gutter? Do you see ice built up at the roof edge, Don?
Well, I've had that problem, yes.
I wonder if water's getting behind the siding. That's why I asked that question.
It was so cold. It wasn't during the when it melted at all, or it was warm enough to melt. It was while the weather was really cold that it formed. But I mean, I would agree with you. It could have. It just that it had never happened in that way before.
Now, the water that's coming out, it must be coming out through the siding, drain holes, and then icing once it hits the outside of it. Is that what you're seeing?
Exactly,
okay.
Yes.
So the only way that seems to me that it could be happening is if the water's getting behind it, and an ice dam would cause that. Now, for those that are listening that and aren't familiar with ice dams, it's probably a good thing that you're not, because what happens is if you live in certain climates and you get a heavy snow, it starts to melt then at the upper part of your roof, which is usually warmer because a lot of escaping heat from the house gets there. As that snow starts to melt and the water runs down, it hits the part of your roof that's overhanging the exterior wall. And since it's overhanging the wall and not your house, it's colder, and hence it tends to freeze there. And once it freezes, you get like the effect of a dam. The water keeps hitting that dam, and it can't get through it, so it backs up under the shingles, and then it can leak down through the sheathing, and it can either leak into your house or it can leak into the exterior wall and perhaps show up as it is in your house, Don. Now, when's the last time you did your roof?
It's a metal roof, and it's no more than 4 years old.
Well, if it's a metal roof, you shouldn't be having water back up under it unless it's backing up to the seams. So I guess at this point I would wait for the winter to pass, and then I would take a careful look at the seaming around that area and see if there's any gaps where water could be forced up under there, because it would seem to me that the most logical way the water is getting into the siding is by being pressed up there through an ice dam.
Okay. Would you recommend, would you feel that these ice tapes with what you put in your gutters, if I get the chance in a thaw to add that, do you think that might help?
I mean, it may. The real solution here is ice and water shield, and what we don't know is whether or not that was installed underneath that metal roof. It certainly should have been. It's a fairly minor addition at that point when you're putting a metal roof on. But ice and water shield is a membrane that goes from the roof edge up about 3 feet. And frankly, I generally recommend putting it on the entire roof, because not only does it stop ice dams at the roof edge, but if your roof was ever taken off in a storm, the water can't get through the ice and water shield, especially if you live in a coastal climate. That's really, really important. Minor expense it adds to the roof for all the protection that it gives. So ice and water shield, in your case, though, would require you to take disassemble the metal roof along the roof edge, which is a big project. Now, having said that, it's also possible that if you got damage inside the house, which doesn't seem like it happened this time, but if you get damage inside the house and you file a homeowner's claim, a lot of insurance companies will cover that expense of the roof repair, which, of course, means taking the roof off and putting the ice and water shield on. So I don't like to see necessarily put this electric heat tape appliance that melts the ice into the gutters, especially if you've had it all these years and it only happened this once. As you know, it's a factor of the weather, so it can change. It may never happen again, or it could happen every year, or it could happen 2-3 times a winter. So I don't think I would take any major action just yet. Okay?
All right.
Don, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, DIY isn't just for guys. Women are making big moves in home improvement, but their approach might surprise you. We're going to break down how female DIYers are changing the game next. 888 Money Pit.
There's a specific reason why some of these politicians hate Elon Musk. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Elizabeth Warren claims she doesn't accept donations from Big Pharma. Not only does she collect money, she collects more than anyone else does. And the person next in line? Bernie Sanders. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler. Hey, did you guys know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? And that's why we're excited to partner with Vivint Home Securities. Now, Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system right now, starting at an amazing price. It's just a dollar a day.
Plus, all of our listeners get free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Kathy in Massachusetts is on the line with a crumbling basement wall. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Our house was sold about 1802. That's the earliest records that we have. And the chimneys are literally turning to dust in the basement. The bricks themselves, they're not just crumbling. They have become dust. And I need to know, is there anything we can do to salvage them? Or if we take them down, does it compromise the stability of the whole building?
Well, it definitely would not compromise the stability of the building because chimneys are not part of the structure. They just hold themselves up. Now, are these active chimneys or inactive chimneys? Are they being used for a fireplace or for the heating system?
No, we are afraid to use them for fireplaces.
Okay, no, that's wise. Well, how is your heating system being vented, Kathy, if it's not through the chimney?
There's two fireplaces in the building that extend up to the second floor to the roof, and we have a gas boiler that is vented through one of them, but we can actually vent it to the outside.
Is the chimney that's deteriorating the one that the gas boiler is in?
Both of them are. One of them was a cooking oven back in the 1800s. They used it for a school for young girls and taught them the fine arts of cooking. And that is a large walk-in fireplace, and it's just totally crumbled. The bricks are falling out, and a lot of it's just dust. The other one is a little better shape, but it's still turning to dust.
All right. Well, first of all, it would be highly unlikely that either of them are safe to use because they're not lined. Now, the process of lining, there's a number of ways to do that, but one process of lining is where they drop a tube down the middle of the chimney itself, and they pour a concrete kind of slurry mix around the outside of the tube, and then deflate the tube and pull it out. That process can actually make the chimney stronger. If that's something you're interested in, you could explore that. It's probably costly. If you want to just get rid of the chimneys and the fireplaces, then that's totally fine. And what you'll do is essentially disassemble them from the top down and then roof over the openings. As long as you're not going to use them and you have no plans for it, I see no reason to keep them.
All right. Sounds like a good plan for us.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, home improvement projects aren't just about tools and techniques. They're also about people. And when it comes to DIY, women are stepping up in a really big way. Now, a new study out by the Home Improvement Research Institute revealed some fascinating insights into how female DIYers are approaching their projects.
Yeah, one of the most interesting findings is that women are just as likely as men to tackle those DIY projects, but their reasons for doing so often differ. Women are more likely to take on a project because they want to improve their home's aesthetics and functionality. They're focused on creating a beautiful and comfortable space, which makes sense because, let's face it, we spend a lot of time at home.
Absolutely. Now, men, on the other hand, tend to be more motivated by cost savings. Hey, I'm not saying we're cheap, but we're thinking, hey, how much can I save if I do this myself instead of hiring someone to do it for me? That practical sort of dollar and cents mindset is a big driver for the guys.
Yeah, and it's not just the reasons. They approach the projects differently, too. Women tend to do more research before they start. They're diving into how-to videos. They're reading reviews. They're really trying to understand the best way to get that job done. It's about being prepared and ensuring the outcome is exactly what they envision.
Yeah, and meanwhile, men often dive right in. I mean, who needs directions, right? They're more likely to learn as they go, figuring out things along the way. And while that works for some, it can also mean a few extra trips to the hardware store because you're going to miss something.
That is true. Now, another big difference is the type of projects that each gender is tackling. Women are more likely to take on those decor-focused projects like painting, wallpapering, organizing. Men lean more towards structural or technical tasks like plumbing, electrical work, or carpentry.
Yeah, and what's interesting, though, is how those roles are shifting. I mean, the study found that more women are tackling traditionally male-dominated projects like installing flooring or building furniture. That confidence gap is narrowing, and that is a great thing for the DIY world.
Yeah, and here's something that I love. Women are more likely to recruit friends or family to help them with those projects. It becomes a collaborative effort, which not only gets the job done faster, but it also makes it more fun.
Yeah, and men often see DIY as a solo mission because when we screw up, we like to do it in private. But both men and women, though, do take pride in their work, and they love the sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, exactly. DIY isn't just about saving money or improving your home. It really is also about personal growth, creativity, making a space that feels like your own. Lots of wonderful reasons to tackle these projects.
So a really interesting study. I want to thank the folks at the Home Improvement Research Institute, HIRI for short, for sharing the insights. And if you'd like to learn more, there's a full infographic that details all of this out at HIRI.org, H-I-R-I.org.
Thanks so much for joining us here at The Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve its curb appeal for years to come, new front door can definitely do both. We're going to have tips when The Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if you had a maintenance guide for everything inside your house? Well, I wrote it. It's called Home Maintenance for Dummies. Not that you're a dummy. It's just that we made it simple for everybody to understand. So whether you're a seasoned DIYer or you're just getting started, the guide is packed with practical tips to keep your home in tip-top shape. And we're giving one away to one lucky caller. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you want to check it out, you can go to moneypit.com/dummies. It'll take you right to our Amazon page, and it sells for $24.99.
Now we've got Charlotte on the line with a leaky window question. What's going on at your money pit?
We have a problem with our double pane windows. I go around every morning in the winter and dry out the windows, and we've got mold showing up in there. I've tried the ceiling fans running. I've also tried those deflectors, and we took the deflectors away because the manufacturer or the people we bought it from said that was not a good idea. And we're still going around wiping the windows out, and I've got mold. I've tried cleaning them with a little bit of different things, peroxide, bleach water. Got any suggestions on what can keep this down?
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. And you know what? The reason that's happening is because the windows are not insulated very well, even though they may be thermal pane windows. What's happening is you have warm, moist air on the inside of your house, striking cold glass and then condensing on the glass surface and then dripping down. So the long-term solution here is to get new windows. Now, a shorter-term solution might be to examine all the ways that moisture is building up inside your house, and it can build up in a surprising number of ways. First of all, cooking, right? If you have an exhaust fan that is recirculating that moisture back into the house, that builds up moisture. If you have bath exhaust fans in your bathrooms, if those are not run during and, say, 15 minutes after showers, all that moisture gets into your house. If the grating around the outside of your house is flat or sunken in, that lets more moisture under the house, which will eventually wick up. And finally, if you don't have good attic ventilation, you get what's called vapor pressure that can build up inside the house. So if you try to reduce the amount of moisture that's on inside the house, that will control some of that. But unfortunately, the long-term solution here is to replace the windows. They absolutely should not be condensing. And if they were properly insulated, that would not be happening. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve your curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front entry can do both.
Yeah, and surveys show that installing a new front entry door to your home can actually deliver a dramatic boost in what home buyers think your home is worth, and that can lead to a lot more interest at the time of sale.
Now, you can find doors available in wood or steel, but new fiberglass entry doors can look so much like real wood that it's hard to tell the difference. They're also far more energy efficient than both wood or steel, and they often come with multi-point locking systems that make them almost impossible to break into.
Now, keep in mind, though, installing a new door is not for the inexperienced home improver. It's definitely best left up to a pro. You know, removing the old door opens your home up to the elements and surprises like rot and insect damage are often found. Plus, home security systems or electrical wiring all require special care. And pros know how to install a door that's not going to shift and become hard to operate no matter how much settlement the home goes through or no matter what the weather. This makes sure that you get many years of hassle-free use. So a great investment. I know that we replaced our doors. They were steel doors when we first moved into our house with fiberglass, probably, I'm going to say, at least 15 years ago now. And, boy, they still work like the day they were installed. So happy with the way those fiberglass doors perform. And you will be, too.
Justin in Missouri is on the line with a bathroom odor. Let me tell you, Justin, I have had the sulfur smell in my bathroom before, and we can help. What's going on?
I can't really find the source of the smell. I just smell it sometimes, and it's not all the time, but I've noticed sometimes whenever it's like warmer weather outside and it cools off, I know it sounds funny, but I get this smell. I can't find it. There wasn't a pee trap in the bathtub, and I put one under there. I thought maybe that's where it was coming from, and that didn't do anything. And the house was built in 2007, so it's just almost 10 years old. I don't know. It's clean.
That's unusual for a 2007 house to not even have a trap under the tub. It makes me question how the rest of the plumbing was put together. But there's probably two sources that you should explore. Number one is just a decay of biomaterial in the drain. Sometimes you get what's called biogas from all the organic material that gets trapped in the drain and in the threads and in the overflow, like on a bathroom sink, that all gets trapped in there, and that can, you know, really be quite smelly. So a couple of things you can do there is, first of all, close the drain on the sink, fill it up till it starts to overflow, and then put some bleach in the water and let it slowly sort of trickle down the overflow for a while. That will kill any material that's in the overflow, and then slowly let the water back out into the drain. That will hopefully kill the rest of it. The other thing is, if it turns out that it's just the hot water, it could be a problem with the water heater. Water heaters have something called a sacrificial anode. And that anode, if it's worn, you can end up having a sulfur smell as a result of that. The anode is designed to stop the water heater from corroding or rusting. But if it is deteriorated or worn out, you could also get that sort of rotten egg, sort of sulfur smell. So I would take a look at the drains first, because that's the easiest thing to do, and see if you can clean them really good with a bleach solution as I've described. And if it continues, try to figure it out if it's coming from the water itself, because if that's the case, then I think that anode is most likely the culprit. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Justin. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, we are going to help you guys get organized, because we all know how frustrating a messy home can feel. So let's get started and keep this New Year tradition of being organized on task. Coming up.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Money Pit. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. As you look around your house, is there a project that you want to take on? Well, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Yeah, whatever you are working on, perhaps you are in a warmer state and you're tackling projects outside. Otherwise, maybe you're hunkered inside like the rest of us and dreaming of those spring days. We're here to lend a hand.
Well, a messy home can leave you feeling frustrated and alone, but it shouldn't. Most messes have a lot in common, and Leslie's got the top reasons for all this messiness and ways to ward them off in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, your home is always in perfect organizational condition, right?
Yeah, don't open the closet. You know, I mean, most messy homes are dealt with retroactively. That is, you clean up once that clutter appears. So, you know, you shove it all in the closet and then everything's good to go for the rest of the day. But no, the key to having an organized home is to kind of be proactive about keeping those messes from forming in the first place. I truly do live by the saying, and it's an old one, a place for everything and everything in its place. But it's true. One reason that things pile up on the counter, on the tables, on the floor, even on the steps, is that there's no home for them. So you've got to assess what items are always out of place or underfoot and create or alter existing storage. You know, maybe make that spot more visible. Make it easier to reach so that those odds and ends end up going actually where they belong. Next, you kind of have to consistently play clutter cop here. Dollar bins, freebies, all that stuff is fun, but are you going to really use that stuff? I mean, my kids, when they go to the dentist, they still love going into the treasure drawer. Even Henry, who is almost 17, he's like, I got this lap bracelet and a pencil. And I'm like, great, that is going to end up in the trash in about 5 minutes, so just don't take it. But you got to think about that kind of stuff. All those little things, party favors, freebies at the street fair, do you need them? Probably not. So don't just take them in the first place. Alleviate that problem right from the beginning. Another great rule of thumb is that when you bring something into the house, whether it's a new piece of clothing, a new throw pillow, a new blanket, something like that, get rid of something else. Because, you know, and this really works well for kids. If you're having a birthday party or the holidays are coming, you know, even as my kids are older, I still do a clean out of things before Christmas just to make room for the stuff that I know is coming in the door in a few days. So you've got to kind of make room for what's coming, but swap it out with something that you don't use. Donate it. Give it away. Anything you can. Sell it. Put it on the street. Whatever you got to do, but make room for the new stuff. And finally, beware of nostalgia. Tossing your kids' artwork, that's tough, but keeping it also kind of can become a burden. So maybe take a picture of it with your child as they kind of create that art and then dispose of it. You know, it's a great way to kind of document the item. There's also a lot of different organizations out there that you can send your kids' artwork to, and they send it all back to you in like a nice book or photographed or digitally. You know, just kind of think about that. Think about cutting out the clutter. I do tell you, though, the schools have kind of gone away from all paper things that came home and everything is digital. I can't tell you how many times since it's gone digital that I've forgotten things that they need because I'm so used to having that paper reminder. But you just kind of have to adjust the way that you work, take your notes, put up something on a dry erase board so you don't forget those things. So everybody's kind of adapting, and you can too.
I know you. You miss the poster board and the big markers and all the other doodads used to have to do projects.
I do.
And they're losing that tactical. You know, we want to make sure we preserve that tactical part of growing up and making stuff, right? So there's good things and there's bad things. But you know, as long as you stay connected, that's what's most important.
Very true.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the show, are you a do-it-yourselfer but maybe need a better do-it-yourself workspace? We're going to share tips to create a productive and efficient garage workspace to handle projects big and small on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. In a speech at CPAC today, President Trump praises Elon Musk's cost-cutting work at Doge, despite the objections of political opponents.
He's doing a great job, and he doesn't need this. He doesn't need it, but he wants to see, you know, he's a patriot. People said, well, what official position does he have? He said, patriot. Ooh. They didn't know. They said, that was good. He's a patriot.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has made the case for Manhattan's congestion tolling during an Oval Office meeting with President Trump. The encounter came 2 days after federal officials ordered a halt to the program. Hochul and Trump met for more than an hour Friday and discussed other issues as well. Also at townhall.com, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is warning that a Chinese invasion of Taiwan could have a drastic impact on the U.S. and global economies.
For instance, Taiwan is the world's leading producer of semiconductors, which power modern electronic digital economy. Everything from weapons to smartphones to appliances to televisions to vehicles, anything electronic and digital, really.
Senator Cotton details many of his concerns about China in a new book entitled Seven Things You Can't Say About China. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Five people, including prominent Democratic political operatives in Connecticut's largest city, have been charged with tampering with absentee ballots during the 2023 local election. Wanda Geeter-Pataki was among those arrested Friday. She's the vice chair of the Bridgeport Democratic Town Committee. Two police officers in Virginia Beach, Virginia, were shot and killed during a traffic stop late Friday night. The gunman later committed suicide. Hospital shooting today as well. Police officer is dead there, and a gunman has been killed after shots were fired at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
Coverage varies by plan. You contract.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
A Ukrainian man in Poland has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for committing sabotage on Russia's behalf.
The court in the southwest city of Wrocław found the 51-year-old man, identified only as Serhiy S., guilty of being part of a criminal ring and of preparing to set fire to various structures in the city. The man has denied the charges, but admitted to accepting online orders from an unknown person to commit arson in return for money. Four other people have been charged in the case, and more than a dozen others of Polish, Ukrainian, and Belarusian citizenship have been arrested in connection with other acts of sabotage or espionage. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Thousands of people have taken to the streets of Romania's capital in a show of support for Kelen Gorgescu, a strong conservative. He emerged as the front-runner in last year's presidential race that was annulled days before the second round runoff. You'll find more of these stories online at townhall.com. A new poll from APNORC indicates a slight drop in America's confidence in the safety of air travel.
64% of U.S. adults say plane travel is very or somewhat safe. That's down slightly from last year when 71% said that. About 2 in 10 adults now say air travel is very or somewhat unsafe, which is up from 12% in 2024. The poll was conducted shortly after the January 30th crash between a passenger jet and Army helicopter near Washington, D.C., but before a Delta jet flipped on its roof while landing in Toronto.
That's correspondent Amelia Thompson-DeVoe. A federal judge has reopened a lawsuit challenging Louisiana's execution protocol as that state prepares to carry out the death penalty using nitrogen gas. U.S. District Judge Shelley Dix agreed to reopen death row inmate Jesse Hoffman's challenge that she had initially dismissed in 2022 when no executions were planned. More on these stories, breaking news, and more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Model. That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-828-3383. That's 800-828-3383. 800-828-3383.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
We have excellent resources here at VA.
It creates a nice setting where you can explore different avenues and just grow because you have that safe space to learn. I'm very grateful to be part of an excellent program.
Grow your career at VA. Visit vacareers.va.gov.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
To coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with projects you may be planning around your house. If you need some expert guidance to get the job done, well, that's us. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of home improver, let's take on those projects together. Coming up on today's show, if you've ever thought of adding hardwood floors to your home, you might be surprised to know that some hardwood floors are, well, not quite as hard as others. We're going to share some tips on how to choose the hardest hardwoods for maximum durability just ahead.
And women are taking on more DIY projects than ever, but their strategies and motivations are shaking up the traditional approach. New research reveals how female DIYers are redefining home improvement.
Plus, replacing your front door is a project that can increase both your home's value and its curb appeal. We're going to share some tips on how to get that project done.
First, we want to hear what you are working on now or what project you're planning to take on next, because we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whatever it is you are working on, rebuilding, redesigning, we have got you covered.
Plus, if you reach out today with your questions, you might just win a copy of my new book, Home Maintenance for Dummies. It's sort of like an encyclopedia where you can look up the answer to any project that you would like to do. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who was asking me about removing popcorn ceiling, and I'm like, page 312. You know, it's all in there. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. You might just win my book. Leslie, let's get to it. Who's first?
Claudia in Massachusetts online has a question about insulation. How can we help you today?
I'm working on doing some upgrades to my father's house, and his attic has some insulation, and it's falling down in parts. And I wanted to find out, first of all, how do I know if it's, and it seems like a simple enough job to do it myself, but I don't know if it's safe to do it myself. The house is built in the probably in the 1950s, and he bought it in the late 70s. So I'm not sure. Can I just remove the parts that are falling off? And
so you said this, the insulation is falling down or the ceiling's falling down?
The insulation.
Yeah. So the insulation, where?
In the attic. Okay. And the attic is a modified Cape Cod, and he has a fan in the attic, a big attic fan that he uses to cool the house in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I don't quite like the idea of that insulation. It's just kind of like hanging in parts.
Where is it
like
hanging from?
Down.
Is it in the roof rafters? Is it in the walls, the knee walls? Where is it?
It's in the roof. So it's really the roof is, it's a really steep roof on both sides, and that effectively makes up the walls of the space.
Right. So there's no drywall. It's just the exposed insulation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's not uncommon, but I will say that when you have that type of a cathedral ceiling, it's called, you have to leave some space for ventilation. So if those were 2x8 rafters, you couldn't put 8 inches of insulation in it. You'd have to put 6-inch deep insulation. So you have some space behind it for ventilation. The fact that it's falling off, it sounds like it might be a paper face or a foil face tab that often.
Paper face.
Yeah, it'll just deteriorate over time. It's not designed to be a permanent, you know, ceiling surface. So probably just through exposure over the years, it's become dried out and weak. And that's why it's dropping down. So it's not a hard thing for you to replace. The other thing that you might want to consider, though, is adding spray foam insulation to that space. And if you did that, it would make an enormous difference on the energy efficiency of the home. And you can do it because it's not finished now. So it's fully exposed. If you did it with spray foam, you would basically be spraying foam into those rafter bays. And in some cases, like what I did at my house, I covered the rafters because I wanted thicker insulation. And it made an enormous difference in that space in the entire house by using spray foam, because spray foam will expand and seal in addition to insulate. So, you know, that's kind of a bigger improvement. You can just fix up the insulations there now, but if you really want to do something that's going to last for the ages, spray foam would be the right way to go.
Is spray foam something that would I have to have someone come and do that?
Is that
something that I can do on my own?
Yeah, okay. It has to be professionally applied. There's special trucks where it's kind of like a two-port formula, and it's mixed together at the truck, and you have to have guys that are very used to applying it. It goes on very, very thin, and then expands. It has like a 50-to-1 or 100-to-1 expansion ratio.
Oh, wow.
So it goes on as a thin coat, and then it expands and fills the space. We used Isonine, which is probably the largest manufacturer of spray foam in the country. And those guys did a fantastic job in our house. In fact, if you go to moneypit.com, there is an ebook there, a free ebook called The Money Pit Guide to Insulation. There's actually pictures of my house and the spray foam as it was being applied in that guidebook. And you can compare and contrast the different types of insulation and actually show you some utility bills from before and after to see what effect it had.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the help.
Well, good luck. You're a good daughter taking care of your dad's house.
I try. Thank you.
Jim in Washington's on the line with a question about hot water and it not getting there fast enough. What is going on?
The house is a little less than 30 years old, and it's not really that things have changed that much, but trying to get hot water to the kitchen sink and to the upstairs master bath takes quite a bit of time. So I'm looking at putting in a recirculating pump out near the hot water heater with a crossover sensor valve for the furthest run from the hot water heater, which is upstairs.
Okay.
The kitchen, I don't know if it needs a separate sensor or not. And I don't know, but I imagine it's on a different leg, if you will, of the run from the hot water heater. It just, I don't know, because we weren't here when the house was built.
It's possible, depending on how the piping is arranged. What kind of a pump are you thinking about putting on? There's one made by Watts.
Yep, it's a Watts, 500, 800, I think, is the number that seemed to get the best reviews. So I guess basically I'm concerned whether is that a good pump. Evidently it must be okay.
It is. Those guys really know what they're doing, and they were out early with this product. And what I like about the Watts system is this. There's a timer on it or a thermostat on it, so you can basically control when it runs. So what you do is you set it up so that, you know, if you get up the same time every day and, you know, pop in the shower at, I don't know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., you have this kick on, you know, a half hour ahead of time, so it purges all the cold water out of the pipes and is then hot when you, basically before you need it. So when you step in the shower, it's on. So that means that you don't have to run that loop of hot water all the time, which if you think about it, would drive up your heating costs because you're heating more water than you would have to. So you set it up according to your own personal schedule. Now, there's another way you can go, and this is something you might think about doing if your water heater is, you know, maybe at or beyond a normal life cycle. Rheem just came out with a new water heater that's called the Performance High Efficiency Tankless Gas Water Heater with built-in recirculation. They actually added the recirculation element to the water heater itself. So much like the way that Watt system works, where there's a crossover valve at the farthest fixture away, you would do this with the Rheem unit. And then the water heater is sort of taking over here, and it's a really smart one. It has a smart technology built into it. So it actually sort of starts to manage or measure your patterns of water usage. And when it kind of gets used to where you want the water to be hot, it supplies it before you need it. So I think that's kind of a cool technology, sort of the next level of that. And they're not terribly expensive for the fact that it's tankless, so you never run out of hot water. They're at Home Depot for around $1,300 or $1,400 right now. So I think for a good water heater, that's not a lot of money to pay, especially if it has this built-in technology. So those are two options for you that could both work
well.
Excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate that information.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Well, it might be called a hardwood floor, but not all hardwoods are the same. In fact, some can be more than twice as hard as others. We're going to sort out the differences and help you pick the perfect floor for your project next. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces. Then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys ready to tackle those overdue repairs? Or maybe you're just thinking of freshening up your decor, or you're planning a project for the months ahead. Whatever it is, the Money Pit podcast is here to help. Be sure to subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, if you've got a home improvement question or maybe a home maintenance question, reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat for a copy of my new book. It's Home Maintenance for Dummies. From seasonal maintenance checklists to troubleshooting common home issues, it is your go-to resource for year-round upkeep. Now, it's available at Amazon for $24.99, or you can just go to moneypit.com/dummies. That's moneypit.com/dummies.
Now we're taking a call from Luann, who's dealing with a flooring issue. What's going on?
Well, I had a hallway carpet when I moved here, but my cat got sick.
Uh-oh.
And he started peeing, over the carpet.
Okay.
So I removed the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I washed the plywood floor, and then I painted it with kills.
Okay.
Which is supposed to kill the smell. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now my dog goes pee in one spot every night. And I'm going to have someone come in next week. They're putting down the, that plastic or whatever they put underneath, and I'm getting hardwood.
Okay. So you're kind of a glutton for punishment here. You keep improving the floors, and the pets keep ruining them on you. Here's what I would do. I would take up the old floor, and I would prime the subfloor again, just because this is the time to do that.
Okay.
I did it right the first time. I just think you should do it again, because this way, if there's anything left over from the pets, this will help to seal it in. And it won't be nearly as bad as if you didn't do it. So before that new floor goes down, I think it's a smart idea to prime the old floor again. I would use – Kills was a fine product. I would – if you had a choice, I would use the oil-based or the solvent-based version of that, because it comes latex and it comes solvent-based. The solvent-based is a little tougher and gives you a better seal than the water-based.
Well, to be honest, it was the oil base. I didn't know it.
Well, you made the right decision.
It was winter, and I'm putting it on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you have a problem with a pet like that, is to prime that surface, because it does get saturated, and it's the best way to seal it in permanently. So good luck with that project, Luann, and maybe we need to do a little work training the pets, right?
Well, thank you two so very much.
You're welcome.
Well, it might be called hardwood, but not all hardwood floors are the same. In fact, some can be more than twice as hard as the others.
That's right. Now, first, the hardwoods of wood flooring is determined by what's called the Janka rating, J-A-N-K-A, and that compares the hardness of different species of wood. And this is important to know, because the higher the Janka rating, the harder the floor will be, which means to you it's less likely to wear out and scratch and dent.
Now, red oak is probably the most common hardwood floor in most homes, and that has a Janka rating of 1290, which is pretty much the industry benchmark for comparing the relative hardness of different wood species. With older homes, softer woods like southern yellow pine were common, but that has a Janka rating of 870, which is about a third less.
Yeah, and you know what? I have Douglas fir floors in my very old home, and that's probably similar to the southern yellow pine. And if you're not careful, they do dent, but they also wear to a nice satin. So there's positive and negative aspects of each species of wood. But for the highest Janka ratings in floor, you need to look into some of the exotics, like exotic solid hardwoods, like Brazilian walnut, like Brazilian pecan, Brazilian chestnut. These all have Janka ratings over 3,000, which makes them like more than twice as hard as red oak and among the most durable selections for your hardwood floor. And we should probably include in there bamboo, Leslie, because that's really tough as well.
Yeah, it's super durable and it's really attractive and, you know, it's very resourceful and I think it's a great option.
Yeah, and probably a lot easier than finding a whole suite of Brazilian hardwoods and less expensive, too.
John from Pennsylvania is on the line with icicles on his siding. What's going on?
I had a strange thing happen on the backside of my house, which faces the northeast. It has vinyl siding on it. And I noticed this past week we had a lot of snow and wind.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on on X at the Queen Dragon.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And you file a homeowner's claim, a lot of insurance companies will cover that expense of the roof repair, which, of course, means taking the roof off and putting the ice and water shield on. So I don't like to see necessarily put this electric heat tape appliance that melts the ice into the gutters, especially if you've had it all these years and it only happened this once. As you know, it's a factor of the weather, so it can change. It may never happen again, or it could happen every year, or it could happen two, three times a winter. So I don't think I would take any major action just yet. Okay?
All right.
Don, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, DIY isn't just for guys. Women are making big moves in home improvement, but their approach might surprise you. We're going to break down how female DIYers are changing the game next. 888 Money Pit.
There's a specific reason why some of these politicians hate Elon Musk. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Elizabeth Warren claims she doesn't accept donations from Big Pharma. Not only does she collect money, she collects more than anyone else does. And the person next in line? Bernie Sanders. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it three times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
What if I said you could have your home continuously cleaned, even when you're not there? Well, that's exactly what happens with iRobot's Roomba Combo J9 Plus Robot Vacuum. Warren Fernandez from iRobot has the details.
It can be both a vacuum and a mop. It is capable of doing both at the same time, and it's capable of cleaning your entire home. I would say the most central thing to its design is what we call an auto-retract mopping system. When the robot is running around, let's say in vacuum-only mode, it's actually got a mop pad that is sitting securely on top of the robot. And the reason that's important is it's keeping this mop away from your carpets and rugs. But the moment it detects a carpet or a rug, this mopping pad is capable of deploying or coming back up on top of the robot.
Find out more at iRobot.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number. alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Washington, D.C. survive the next 4 years of Donald Trump? If the first 2 weeks are anything to go by, perhaps not. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler. Hey, did you guys know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? And that's why we're excited to partner with Vivint Home Securities. Now, Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system right now, starting at an amazing price. It's just $1 a day.
Plus, all of our listeners get free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Kathy in Massachusetts is on the line with a crumbling basement wall. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Our house was sold about 1802. That's the earliest records that we have. And the chimneys are literally turning to dust in the basement. The bricks themselves, they're not just crumbling. They have become dust. And I need to know, is there anything we can do to salvage them? Or if we take them down, does it compromise the stability of the whole building?
Well, it definitely would not compromise the stability of the building because chimneys are not part of the structure. They just hold themselves up. Now, are these active chimneys or inactive chimneys? Are they being used for a fireplace or for the heating system?
No, we are afraid to use them for fireplaces.
Okay, no, that's wise. Well, how is your heating system being vented, Kathy, if it's not through the chimney?
There's two fireplaces in the building that extend up to the second floor to the roof. And we have a gas boiler that is vented through one of them, but we can actually vent it to the outside.
Is the chimney that's deteriorating the one that the gas boiler is in?
Both of them are. One of them was a cooking oven back in the 1800s. They used it for a school for young girls and taught them the fine arts of cooking, and that is a large walk-in fireplace, and it's just totally crumbled. The bricks are falling out, and a lot of it's just dust. The other one is a little better shape, but it's still turning to dust.
All right, well, first of all, it would be highly unlikely that either of them are safe to use because they're not lined. Now, the process of lining, there's a number of ways to do that, but one process of lining is where they drop a tube down the middle of the chimney itself, and they pour a concrete kind of slurry mix around the outside of the tube, and then deflate the tube and pull it out. That process can actually make the chimney stronger. If that's something you're interested in, you could explore that. It's probably costly. If you want to just get rid of the chimneys and the fireplaces, then that's totally fine. And what you'll do is essentially disassemble them from the top down and then roof over the openings. As long as you're not going to use them and you have no plans for it, I see no reason to keep them.
All right. Sounds like a good plan for us.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, home improvement projects aren't just about tools and techniques. They're also about people. And when it comes to DIY, women are stepping up in a really big way. Now, a new study out by the Home Improvement Research Institute revealed some fascinating insights into how female DIYers are approaching their projects.
Yeah, one of the most interesting findings is that women are just as likely as men to tackle those DIY projects, but their reasons for doing so often differ. Women are more likely to take on a project because they want to improve their home's aesthetics and functionality. They're focused on creating a beautiful and comfortable space, which makes sense because, let's face it, we spend a lot of time at home.
Absolutely. Now, men, on the other hand, tend to be more motivated by cost savings. Hey, I'm not saying we're cheap, but we're thinking, hey, how much can I save if I do this myself instead of hiring someone to do it for me? That practical sort of dollar and cents mindset is a big driver for the guys.
Yeah, and it's not just the reasons. They approach the projects differently, too. Women tend to do more research before they start. They're diving into how-to videos. They're reading reviews. They're really trying to understand the best way to get that job done. It's about being prepared and ensuring the outcome is exactly what they envision.
Yeah, and meanwhile, men often dive right in. I mean, who needs directions, right? They're more likely to learn as they go, figuring out things along the way. And while that works for some, it can also mean a few extra trips to the hardware store because you're going to miss something.
That is true. Now, another big difference is the type of projects that each gender is tackling. Women are more likely to take on those decor-focused projects like painting, wallpapering, organizing. Men lean more towards structural or technical tasks like plumbing, electrical work, or carpentry.
Yeah, and what's interesting, though, is how those roles are shifting. I mean, the study found that more women are tackling traditionally male-dominated projects like installing flooring or building furniture. That confidence gap is narrowing, and that is a great thing for the DIY world.
Yeah, and here's something that I love. Women are more likely to recruit friends or family to help them with those projects. It becomes a collaborative effort, which not only gets the job done faster, but it also makes it more fun.
Yeah, and men often see DIY as a solo mission because when we screw up, we like to do it in private. But both men and women, though, do take pride in their work, and they love the sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, exactly. DIY isn't just about saving money or improving your home. It really is also about personal growth, creativity, making a space that feels like your own. Lots of wonderful reasons to tackle these projects.
So a really interesting study. I want to thank the folks at the Home Improvement Research Institute, HIRI for short, for sharing the insights. And if you'd like to learn more, there's a full infographic that details all of this out at HIRI.org, HIRI.org.
Thanks so much for joining us here at The Money Pit. Call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve its curb appeal for years to come, a new front door can definitely do both. We're going to have tips when The Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyFit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if you had a maintenance guide for everything inside your house? Well, I wrote it. It's called Home Maintenance for Dummies. Not that you're a dummy, it's just so we made it simple for everybody to understand. So whether you're a seasoned DIYer or you're just getting started, the guide is packed with practical tips to keep your home in tip-top shape. And we're giving one away to one lucky caller. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you want to check it out, you can go to moneypit.com/dummies. It'll take you right to our Amazon page, and it sells for $24.99.
Now we've got Charlotte on the line with a leaky window question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We have a problem with our double pane windows. I go around every morning in the winter and dry out the windows, and we've got mold showing up in there. I've tried the ceiling fans running. I've also tried...
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Steel doors when we first moved into our house with fiberglass, probably, I'm going to say, at least 15 years ago now. And, boy, they still work like the day they were installed. So happy with the way those fiberglass doors perform. And you will be, too.
Justin in Missouri is on the line with a bathroom odor. Let me tell you, Justin, I have had the sulfur smell in my bathroom before, and we can help. What's going on?
I can't really find the source of the smell. I just smell it sometimes, and it's not all the time, but I've noticed sometimes whenever it's like warmer weather outside and it cools off, I know it sounds funny, but I get this smell. I can't find it. There wasn't a pee trap in the bathtub, and I put one under there. I thought maybe that's where it was coming from, and that didn't do anything. And the house was built in 2007, so it's just almost 10 years old. I don't know. It's clean.
That's unusual for a 2007 house to not even have a trap under the tub. It makes me question how the rest of the plumbing was put together. But there's probably two sources that you should explore. Number one is just a decay of biomaterial in the drain. Sometimes you get what's called biogas from all the organic material that gets trapped in the drain and in the threads and in the overflow, like on a bathroom sink. That all gets trapped in there, and that can, you know, really be quite smelly. So a couple of things you can do there is, first of all, close the drain on the sink, fill it up till it starts to overflow, and then put some bleach in the water and let it slowly sort of trickle down the overflow for a while. That will kill any material that's in the overflow. And then slowly let the water back out into the drain. That will hopefully kill the rest of it. The other thing is, if it turns out that it's just the hot water, it could be a problem with the water heater. Water heaters have something called a sacrificial anode. And that anode, if it's worn, you can end up having a sulfur smell as a result of that. The anode is designed to stop the water heater from corroding or rusting. But if it is deteriorated or worn out, you could also get that sort of rotten egg sort of sulfur smell. So I would take a look at the drains first, because that's the easiest thing to do, and see if you can clean them really good with a bleach solution as I've described. And if it continues, try to figure it out if it's coming from the water itself. Because if that's the case, then I think that anode is most likely the culprit. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Justin. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, we are going to help you guys get organized, because we all know how frustrating a messy home can feel. So let's get started and keep this New Year tradition of being organized on task. Coming up.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the...
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Glassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business, the community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.